This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, and it is time for a checkup. Glad to have you all along, and good to see Heather Higdon in from Alta Point. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I've heard people who have come in before from Alta Point has talked about the access to Caroline. It's something that many conversations we've had, they said, yeah, we got the access to Caroline. First of all, what is the access to Caroline? What is the point of that?
The access to Caroline is basically the entry point for most of our services offered with Alta Point. So it's exactly what it sounds like. It's how you access care with Alta Point. People call in, they're able to set up first-time appointments. They can set it up at any of our locations, as well as any crisis services that come in. We're able to facilitate those just as they come 24/7.
No, that's the key, right? 24/7, because people that are having an issue like that probably haven't planned it for 3 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Exactly,
right?
Not business hours.
So with this access to Caroline, it encompasses setting, like you said, if somebody wanted to get a appointment for something, might be in a week or two. Mm-hmm. They could do that same thing for a person that needs help right then.
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's for every, you're taking calls from?
Yes, we have a variety of services that we can offer based on the level of care needed at the time that they're calling in.
But and is that volume, I mean, is there, as you go through this and what y'all do, is there a time that, is it more off hours? Is it more in the middle? I just wonder, if there's
the higher
pattern to it.
Yeah, the higher call volume is definitely during business hours. 8 to 4:30, we can see calls up to 400 a day.
Whoa.
That's 400. On a busy day.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. And that's answered calls, yes. So the average would be about 280, I'd say. A slow day, maybe 250.
You know there's people slack-jawed right now listening to
yes,
that.
Yes. It's a lot of calls.
Because it's a slow day. I mean, you're still talking 200 people calling in.
Correct. And we've got 9 people on the line, of course, if that's everybody's there that day, and they are pretty much on the phone all day long.
So, I mean, this picturing like the team there with Alta Point, it's, they're answering, it rolls over to the next person, they're answering, and on down the line.
Exactly. Yes. And we have different teams for different lines, different levels of care. And we've got our specialists that are answering the community calls. We've got aftercare specialists that are answering our provider line. That would be hospitals, doctor's offices, police department calling in. And then we have our hospital and crisis team that are there to basically assist with any of those specialists who have calls that need to have crisis services facilitated. So nobody is having to handle anything completely alone.
Okay.
They always have backup so that we've got kind of extra eyes on situations just to make sure nothing slips through the cracks.
So, but this same line, you talked about all these official places accessing, it's the same one that an individual in our area picks up the phone and they can have that same access.
Right, exactly.
Who calls? Ages or people who, I mean, I'm not asking
anyone
for names here.
We see young teenagers, preteens, all the way through to 85 years old or older. It can be any demographic. It can be hospitals calling. It can be schools calling, asking for services for patients who are at risk, students who are at risk, parents needing help with a behavioral issue with their child. It could be people needing to detox from substance use.
I know that last month we were talking about that, and people could call there. I mean, when you pick up the phone, and I know you said you have different specialties and everybody has a backup, but you truly, not to be cliche, but you don't know what it's about to be.
Right. It can be anything. And so all of the specialists are trained to assess the immediate need of why they're calling, and then they can handle it based on what it is that they need, whether it be resources to be provided or setting up initial services for outpatient. If it's crisis, that's when they'll reach out to our hospital and crisis team, and they may assess for hospitalization, our crisis center, or crisis response team. It could be any level of care.
It's just joining us, talking to Heather Higdon with AltaPoint. Let's talk about, give me a scenario. Okay, somebody calls in and the way y'all help people.
So it can be, like I said, it can be anything. So you never know what you're going to get. Some of the scenarios are a lot more memorable than others.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
And some of them will stick with you forever. We have had one probably about six months ago, and I don't think I'll ever forget this one. But it's, we had an 11-year-old call, and she actually called 988 initially, because 988 is, of course, housed within Access to Care. And she called 988 anonymously.
Okay.
And she had taken a handful of, three bottles of pain medicine.
Oh.
And we didn't know what kind of pain medicine, you know, that can range, of course.
Yeah.
And she was home alone. So she said she immediately took the medicine, regretted it. All she knew to do was call 988 because she had heard of that.
Thank God she knew to call 988.
Exactly, because many people haven't heard of that.
Right.
So luckily she did.
That's why you're here.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, she called in. Our specialist immediately staffed that with me. We communicate through the computer while they're on the phone. So he stayed on the line with her to keep her talking. She was getting very drowsy. Our other 988 counselor Googled her address. My hospital and crisis coordinator called 911 and stayed on the line with them. And then I called the guardian of the child. She was able to give the name and phone number. So I called her. She was at the store, had just run out for an errand. Turns out the child had faked illness that day, stayed home from school, and took the opportunity when she was home alone to take the medication. So we all stayed, all four of us on the line until emergency services got there, and she went to the hospital, was hospitalized. Guardian had given me permission to follow up with her to check on everything.
Right.
So a few days later, she did let me know that she had discharged and she was set up with AltaPoint for outpatient services, and she was really grateful to be alive.
What an amazing series of events and different people working together to save and then to help this 11-year-old girl.
Yeah, that was one of our more complex situations.
What an amazing testament out there. If people, you know, like this little girl knew 988, but let's give it the number again for the crisis line and for people need this like on a refrigerator.
But,
but we'll do it here. People commit this to memory.
So Access to Care is 24/7. It's 450-2211. That's area code 251.
And this is, like you said, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether it's somebody at home during a work day or it's 2 o'clock in the morning, somebody's picking up.
Right, exactly.
Heather, I appreciate what y'all are doing for our community. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, our guest, Heather Higdon from AltaPoint, right here on Time for a Checkup on FM Talk 106.5.